Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude the thoughts and the scriptures I've been sharing on change. This week, we looked at how to deal with change that occurs in terms of the natural circumstances of our lives, as we shared that passage in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. There's a time and a purpose to everything. And then yesterday we began looking at how do we deal with change in terms of that which is required in our own spiritual walk with God. And before we go into the things I'd like to share, I do want to share the dilemma that every human being who has been born again and is striving to walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, the experience that we all have and face. And Paul experienced it and expressed it in such an eloquent and beautiful way. And this is found in the 7th chapter of Romans, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I'm going to pause. That means our heart, inside our spirit man. But this is what he is so well described so well. I see another law in my members, in other words, our physical body, our emotional makeup in the soul, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he goes on and concludes that chapter by saying, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. That was his answer. So then with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's why he says, let us not, if we live in the Spirit, let us then walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. And so, beloved, we must understand that we have a choice. We can cooperate with the Spirit of grace who is desiring to change each and every one of us. And if you say, well, Sister Glass, you know, God has dealt with me and I have arrived in a place where I believe I'm really walking with God and I am, you know, I'm just where I need to be. Oh, beloved, please don't say that, because to him that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. Let us never get into a place of spiritual complacency, or could I say pride, that we think we have it all together. But for the grace of God, we could be as that worst sinner out there. And so in Hebrews 3:15, it says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. If, beloved, we will accept God's grace given through Jesus, his Son, we can enter into his rest. There is a rest to the people of God. And how do we do it? It's a simple matter of submitting our will, your will, beloved, to his, and my will to his, and proclaiming your decision with a word of faith. Beloved, this is the path to change, the only path. Acts 4 and 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for here is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Nothing Nothing we can do will circumvent this path to change, salvation, and eternal life. And the encouraging thing is we can trust it will work because Romans 10 and 13 says, "For everyone who will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." Hallelujah. Let's just pause for a moment. Father, you see those who are struggling with the deeds of the body. Lord, it's an ongoing challenge and a continuing work. You give us victory upon victory, but Lord, it is a process. And so, Father, I pray for those who are struggling right now, and you will give them the confidence, the certainty that through Jesus and the grace that is given to us, they can overcome and be more than conquerors. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. "I am your strength, says your God, and I am he that draws you out of many waters. I am he that lifts you out of that horrible pit and plants your feet upon a solid rock. I am he that will put a psalm of praise in your mouth, that many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. It is I who will do that work. It is not by your self efforts. I ask only that you love me and you trust me and you submit yourself to me on a daily basis, and I will astound you and amaze you with the strength that will flow into you, strength to overcome every temptation, courage and fortitude to stand fast in the time of affliction. And you shall see that it is not your strength, but it is the very strength of the Lord that I will impart to you at the moment of testing. It is not a day in advance, but it is at the time you need it that I will give you that supernatural empowering, and you shall know the joy that is yours as an overcomer, as one who is a champion, as one who is victorious in the power and anointing and strength of my love for you, says your God." Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, we do have free will, and we all have choices. And this is a decision that only an individual can make for themselves. No one can do it for them. And yes, change involves the elements of risk and courage, and sometimes it is painful. It involves renouncing the despair, the depression that comes when caught between the need to give up something and our desire and our will to hold on to it. And yes, many times at anger at having to give it up. You know, our self doesn't want to do the things that sometimes we know is good for us, that God wants us to do. But as we are willing, we can pray, "God, help us to be willing." Amen. I remember years ago, it was on July 4th, 1973, I sat on the steps of an old cabin at the 4,300 foot level in the Sierra Nevada at a gold mine my brother and I lived at. And I had just been newly born again. I was still using psychedelic drugs, or at least marijuana. And I prayed, I said, "God," as I sat on those steps, it was dark and I looked up at the moon among those beautiful trees. And I said, "God, help me to be willing. Take away the desire and help me to be willing to walk with you." And he honored that prayer, and I never went that way again because of his grace. Hallelujah. You know, it's part of our old nature that simply has to die. Paul talks about mortifying the deeds of the body. And what does that mean, that fancy word mortify? It simply means kill it, to put to death. And beloved, death is not a pleasant experience. When Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me," crucifixion at that point in time was the most hideous, the most horrible, painful way that anyone could die. It was not immediate. It's one thing to have your head cut off. It's another one to be nailed to the cross, sometimes for days before death actually comes to bring release. But what did Paul say? He said in Philippians, from that horrible jail, that beautiful epistle of joy in the midst of suffering, in that third chapter, verses 10 and 11, he said, "I want I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. So often that's all we hear. But he goes on to say, and the fellowship of his and of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but this is his word of hope and his word of faith. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of. Beloved, I have a choice. Beloved, you have a choice. This is a choice. And if you really want to change today, you can make that commitment. You can say, as he did in that third chapter, verses 13 through 14, and let's make this our declaration. Father, like Paul, this one thing we're going to do, we want to forget what is behind. We want to forget all the failures. We want to forget the sin. We want to forget the degradation. We want to forget the bondage. And Father, Lord, we want to strain. We want to press on. We want to move toward what is ahead for each one of us. Lord, we press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God is calling us upward in Christ Jesus. Amen. And Lord, as we have prayed that, I know you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord, we're moving on. We're moving on to higher ground, as that whole hymn says. And Father, we thank you that you're causing us to mount upon our high places. And Lord, that you'll make all of the mountains that have been before us, you're going to make all those mountains away into higher revelation in you and a more glorious experience and place of victory in our Christian walk. Amen and amen. Well, if you've prayed that prayer and you want more from the Lord, if you want the support of this very precious promise you've prayed to him in prayer today, that I'm standing with you and will affirm in faith and in confidence and in certainty all those things you've declared to the Lord. The announcer would give our contact information. I invite you to write. If you email, I do invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally back to you, although I will pray. I love you. It's been a privilege to minister to you this week. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.